Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to talk to the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, congratulations. Another big road win, primetime game. I know you didn't have that long to enjoy it. You've talked multiple times throughout the week about a guy like Vince Wilfork. Does that take some steam out of the big win, getting 4-0, losing Vince?
Well, yeah, it's tough to lose a player like Vince. He's, does so much for our team as a captain and both on and off the field. He gives us great leadership as well as great play. But unfortunately, that's, part of the game that everybody has to deal with. And, we're just going to have to move on. And I thought that the guys stepped in and did a good job for him.
Is that the message that you say to the team? Now, going even back to 2008, you lose your quarterback first quarter in that game. He's done for the year. You just keep going out, you play. What is the message you tell the team when you lose?
Well, that's why we have 53 players, and we have confidence in all of them. So whoever's in there playing, we have confidence in that player. And I think we showed in the Atlanta game that even though it was a tough injury, we're still able to go out there and persevere and win. And, we'll try to do the same thing this week.
You've always told me 4 or 5 weeks in, I'm starting to get a kind of a feel, for the type of football team I have. But what does a win like that do for a young team's confidence, even though you got some older guys at key positions?
Yeah, well, I think each year you've got to reestablish your ability to win big games and win tough games. And, that one came down to pretty much the final play that a key broke in up in the end zone. And, I just thought that mentally and physically we played with a lot of toughness in the game. We ran the ball and we did a good job in the running game defensively and mentally. We, played on the road. And even though they had some momentum right there at the end, we were able to, hold on and keep them out of the end zone and, keep our poise and keep our composure and play, and play well enough to win. So that's always important.
Let's talk about not losing momentum at the end, but things kind of went their way. Two big plays, the onside kick. And I know you're a big preparation type coaches for situational coaching. You practice that hands team. 4th and inches, you go for it. Center quarterback exchange, one of the most simplest things. 2 times that happened to you. Do you practice those things more as maybe some of those things happen in the course of the game?
Absolutely. We can't let those happen again. I mean, I think those two plays in particular took a game that, had a fairly comfortable lead in and turned it into, having to make a knockdown a pass in the end zone at the end of the game to win. So, we can't afford those kind of mistakes, and those kind of plays undo a lot of good plays that put you in that position. So we got to work harder to eliminate those. We got to coach them better. We got to execute them better.
All right, Coach, great stuff right there. Coach will return later in the show as we talk about the Cincinnati Bengals.